Believe you me, between the money that we are releasing back into the economy in terms of what was owed and what we are giving people in terms of disposable income, we believe that money will spend, that money will circulate, that jobs will be created, and that we will get out of this in addition to the many, many projects that are now coming before us to be able to move forward.
That's Prime Minister Mia Mottley as she wrapped a debate last night on the appropriations bill. She used part of the time to respond to the criticism that her budget didn't help the poor. In this regard, the Prime Minister spent some time on the question of bus fares.
I would have rather not be the Prime Minister leading a government that would have to take the difficult decision that an entity earning $20 million a year and spending $63 million a year could not continue with that. I would much rather it wasn't me.
She then gave some details on the promised discounts for frequent travelers.
And one of the discounts that the Transport Board came up with, that instead of having discounts related to persons or to time-bound things, that they would issue 10 trip tickets, 14 trip tickets, 20 trip tickets, and 28 trip tickets. Now, they will roll out this in the proper way and the proper marketing way, but what's the long and short of it, Mr. Speaker? That the discounts will range from 30 cents to 50 cents per bus ride, depending on how many you buy. So that instead of paying the equivalent of $3.50, you could pay as low as $3 per bus ride. And that is what I meant last week when I said that discounts would be made available. But a lot of atmospheric noise conveniently forgot the reference to the discounts and marketing initiatives. I have been told, for example, that a 10-trip ticket will cost $32. A 14-trip ticket will cost $44, saving $5. The 10-trip one saves $3. The 20-trip ticket will cost $62, saving $8. And the 28-trip ticket, which will easily cover those who have to catch two buses to work and two buses from, will come to $84 and will save $14. Or to put it in simple terms, that when you buy that 28-trip ticket, you are effectively purchasing a bus fare at $3 and not $3.50.
Ms. Mottley pointed out that the government continues to cover pensioners, school children in uniforms, and police officers riding on the buses.
And those alone come to about $10, $12 million. But because, Mr. Speaker, we have chosen not to go to $5.40, we are also covering another $15 million in costs for the Transport Board. So that the total amount will probably still be in the vicinity of $25 million instead of the $43-45 million, and in some years, you know, and I know, sir, it has been more than that because of the high capital costs.
And there was also this recognition on the part of the Prime Minister.
Our duty, sir, now is to make sure that we have the number of buses operating to time, safe both in terms of the mechanics of them as well as on the buses themselves in terms of people's physical safety, and also, Mr. Speaker, making sure that it is not just the Transport Board buses that are operating to time and safely, but all of the public service vehicles in this country. And we have agreed as a government with the privately owned PSVs that there will be systems put in place and amendments to the law to be able to ensure that we can reach there. The Minister of Transport has also assured me tonight that they will be meeting with the privately owned PSVs through their associations to see how best they too can put discounted fares in place for those who are high volume users. The beauty of this is that it's also these tickets can be used by your children or your neighbor or whoever else, because what is being clicked is the ticket and not the individual.
That's Prime Minister Mia Mottley speaking in Parliament last evening. And this has been SagiCorp's Early Business.